Welcome to Courage Up with Pastor Emmanuel Johnson, the lead pastor, Courage Spring Impact Center.
So he said, and out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. And not just thanksgiving, it shall also proceed the voice of them that makes merriment. But the part that thrills me more, that excites me more, is not just that. It's a big part of it. He said, when there's thanksgiving and when there's merriment, I will do something. What will I do? And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. Let your hand touch the keyboard a little for me, please. And I shall multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. God does four things for you automatically when you live a life of thanksgiving. And when there's always merriment, Jeremiah 30, verse 19. When you're always excited, when you're always grateful for the things he has done, when you're always thankful, he said, number one, I will multiply them. When God sees a grateful person, he multiplies him. He multiplies him. He multiplies him. He said, and you shall not be few. You cannot be thankful and small. They don't marry. They don't work together. They are not brothers. They don't relate together at all. He says, out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. And out of them shall proceed merriment. And when I see thanksgiving and I see merriment from among them, I shall multiply them. And they shall not be few. I shall glorify them. And they shall not be small. This is God speaking. I shall glorify you. Just to honor God. We don't do these things because we are foolish, but because we know the mysteries of thanksgiving. When I see in their midst a voice of thanksgiving, when I see in their midst a voice of merriment, I step into their midst. I multiply them and I glorify them. Two things. I multiply them. They cannot be few. I glorify them. They cannot be small. So do you have needs in your heart and things you trust in God for? You want God to step in for you? Simple. Start thanksgiving. Do you want to enter some phase of your life? Pay prices that honors God in thanksgiving. It's been fun waking up in the night to honor God. It's been fun praising and thanking and worshiping. Hear me. A thankful heart cannot be small. Watch me, watch me. How many of you notice that a lot of praise singers that worships from their heart, God magnifies them faster than even most pastors? Yes. When you see a sincere praise leader, it might be in one corner of the church somewhere. She or he is sharpening his or her skill and then is pouring his or her heart. You know, there are people that come to stage and what they do is show. We don't mean showmen. We mean people that tears are dropping from their heart. When they lift their hands in leading God's people in worship, they remember how good God has been to them. That you don't just come to show people how good your voice is, but you came to pour your heart and to help people pour their hearts to their maker. Oh, There's a generation coming that will not sit down until Jesus is glorified. There's a generation coming that will not keep quiet until Jesus manifests in every business, in every home, in every career, in every profession. He says, when I see this man, I will amplify them. I will enlarge them. I will increase them. They shall not be small. Joel said, I see them fly through windows. He says they break not their ranks. He says they cannot be explained by mortals. Men that dedicate their lives to honor God. And out of them shall proceed. So first thing is, let thanksgiving proceed from your midst. Let a voice of merriment come out from your midst. Then I will multiply you. Can God lie? So why do people fail to thank God? In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 19, he says, in all things, give thanks. So scripture, you know, if, look at me. We are Christians. We are believers. The law that governs us is not the same law that governs the world. So if you need some result in your life, you must not build your life on worldly principles. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you must have result as a believer, you must come out from worldly principles to godly principles. When Abraham met Melchizedek, Melchizedek did not ask Abraham to pay tithe. Abraham understood that if he must keep excelling, he must give God his portion in his rising. He paid his tithe. When Jacob came to Bethel and discovered that God was in Bethel, Jacob did not wait to be told to make a vow, to build a house of God, to give a percent back to God. Jacob understood that for him to keep going higher, he has to bring God into the journey he was going to. Child of God, as a believer, you must know that for us to succeed, we must understand spiritual principles. You cannot rule the world with the earthly principles. Man is a spirit. And him that must worship him in spirit and in truth. Why do lots of believers shout and cry that God is not faithful? Because they measure God from the physical point of view. God is not a man. And you cannot look at God as a man and have the same result as God. Ashikado bahasiyala. Shondorobo satana, jenala do lenando, shalade yadato de, shandando lena no, pola dale lato, you know they use me play. Oh, shondorobo se lele lo, shandando le labadote, zona labe yale de mozolo. Shana lena no namazato. Oh, 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 oh. You know they use me play. Oh. Why do people fail to thank God? Number one, it's because they see God from the physical point of view. It says, because they do not see me as God. In fact, the Bible says in Psalm 53, he said, a fool says in his heart, there is no God. That is, God is not more than what we have seen. What else? Beloved of God, there is a depth in God that if you want to make some significant progress, you must discover. Oh, I submit to you, there is more to God than going to church every Sunday. Somebody's not listening to me here. I hope you're not distracted. There is more to God than just clapping hands. What did John G. Lake see that made him say, put the virus in my hand and it will die? And they dropped a deadly virus that was killing people in these days. They dropped it in his hands. And they checked from microscope. The virus was dying. And then he laid hands on people that had already gotten infected with that virus. And the virus inside the people's blood was dying, and the people were recovering. What did he see? What did men of those days see? That he could see a horse whose leg was broken. Not human being, horse. The owner was already beating the horse and wanted to kill the horse. He said, no, don't. And he held the leg of the horse and he prayed for the horse. And the horse could stand back. The horse, the leg was healed. You know, most of these men in their days, they were being fought at. They said that the God they serve is not real. But many years after, it was discovered that the God they served, the revelation they got was real. Number one reason, these people do not know that there is a different realm of God. That's why they can't thank him. That's why they will come to church, messages going on, they are talking, they are gisting. Their mind is not in the message. That's why Satan will tell them, use phone to write your message. Use phone to be writing. So that while writing, you will check WhatsApp. And while the revelation is coming, you're on Facebook. They take God to be what they see. There is a depth in God. There is a depth in God. What would make me those days refuse to eat for 7 days? Refuse to eat for 10 days? Lock myself inside the house and say, until God shows me his face, I won't come out. What did I see? What did Jesus see that made him come to this earth seeking after the Father? He could go 40 days without food. He was God, though. He was God. Going 40 days without food. What was he looking for again? There's a depth in God, though. There's a depth in God. Number two reason why people fail to thank God is because they expect God to follow their own personal timing rather than God's own timing. When you see people not thanking God, it's because they expected God to follow their timing. And when they did not see God when they needed God, they shut out. They felt that God was not faithful. I'm going to ask you two questions and I need answer from you. Number one, why did God allow Esther, who was a Jew, to marry King Ahasuerus, who was a heathen? Why? You know, we question everything. God, why? Why? Why have you allowed a faithful sister that have waited for you all these years to marry an unbeliever? Esther chapter 2, verse 16 says, Esther got married to King Ahasuerus. Why would God allow a Jew marry a heathen? Explain to me. We question God's timing. We question God's dealing. We question God's doing. Why is God not doing it as I expected? Why is God not doing it the way I wanted? Why did God do it this way? Because of that, I won't thank him. But if Esther didn't marry Ahasuerus, how would God have preserved the Jews when it was time for the preservation of the Jews? We see the answer. When they choose to be destroyed, it took the intervention of the man Esther got married to, even after he had signed the bill into law to kill them. Sometimes we question the doings of God just to discover at the end that it was for our good. For all things. For all things. I ask a question. Why would Joseph suffer in the pits? Move to the prison. Move to the house of Potiphar. That's from Genesis chapter 37. You see him in the pit. Genesis chapter 39. You see him in the house of Potiphar. Genesis 39:20. You see him in prison. Why would Joseph, that had a dream of being great, why would God allow me go through this? After he gave me a dream of greatness. God, you showed me how many stars bowed. You told me I was going to be great. You told me I have a dream. You told me I have a future. Why am I going through the things I'm going through? Most times we question the doings of God. That's why people don't thank God. But in chapter 42, many chapters after, the going of Joseph to Egypt was the deliverance of their people from hunger. For all things work it together for good. If God did not allow Esau to pursue Jacob, Jacob wouldn't have had an encounter at Bethel. Yes, and Jacob wouldn't have seen the manifestation of God in the house of Laban. He wouldn't have known that there is a grace that follows him that makes things prosper. Laban said, I have learned by experience that God had blessed me because of you. Why do God allow good people go through bad things? That he might reveal his glory. He said, out of them. Now the book of Jeremiah, these people were in captivity. They were in bondage. They were in slavery. But praises did not lack in their mouth. Thanksgiving did not lack in their mouth. And God said, even though they are in captivity, even though they are in strange land, even though they are in bondage, but since thanksgiving is not lacking in their mouth, I will enlarge them. Since the voice of merriment is not ceasing in their lips, I will increase them. I will give them more glory than they deserve. They are in captivity, but they are still thankful. Child of God, it is not about what you're going through. It is about the attitude you wear when you go through what you go through. There are people that go through things that destroys them permanently. And others go through the same thing. And it turns to them for a glory. If Good Luck Jonathan was from a rich family, he wouldn't have been the president of this country. I can tell you that categorically. How did he become the president of this country? What made him the president? Because they saw him like somebody who came from a poor home, a poor family background. They saw him somebody who wouldn't really have a choice over whatever offer he would be given. And because of the way they saw him, they said, okay, this one is not a big man per se. Let me use him as my vice deputy governor. And they used him and he walked. He was very humble. And when they were looking for somebody that would not be able to challenge a northerner, they saw him. This one, if we use him as the vice president, no go fit challenge. They used him. He became the vice president. Before we know what happened, the president died. God knows how to allow you come from a humble background that he might use you to honor himself. Please hold that child for making noise. So number two reason why people do not thank God is because they want God to work with their calendar. They want God to follow their own timing. They want God to do it their own way. But they forget that God's ways is not man's ways. I've taught us in this church that There are two different definitions of time. Greek calls time Kairos. Hebrew shows us Chronos. The word Chronos is from the word chronological. Chronological says 1 before 2, 2 before 3, 3 before 4. It must be 9 before 10. That's the chronological order of things. A before B, B before C, X before Y before Z is chronological, from the word chronological. And the word chronos is man's own way of timing. Man's own way of counting things. Man's own way of seeing things. Chinyere must be proposed to before she gets married, before she has a child. That's the order. A man must come, and you must marry before you get pregnant. Then you have a child. Okay, let's not follow that order. You must stay with a man before you get pregnant. If I come now and say I'm pregnant, and you say, who is the father? You say, there's no father. Would I believe you? Why? Because in man's own way of getting pregnant, you must have been with somebody. Am I right? So, but in God's own way, God can make you have a baby before you even know a man. That's why when Mary asked the angel Gabriel, how shall these things be? The angel said to Mary, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. The power of the highest shall come upon you. There is a realm that when believers enter, impossibilities become possible. Child of God, Christianity is not physical. It's not one of those religions. It is a move. When a man understands the operations of God, all things are possible to them that believes. So God is saying, follow my timing. But you are saying, no, God, you are the one to follow my own timing. So you want to marry in 2:19. But to God, God has put 2:20. Why? You know what you want, but God knows what he wants. God knows that if he allows it your own way, you will have what you want. But what he wants won't be done. And he knows how to do his mathematics. Lift your hands and say, Lord, I will give you praise when I see what I want and when I cannot see it. Because I know that all things works together for my good. Shout a loud amen. There are some of you here, if not for what God allowed you to go through, you wouldn't have been in Carry Spring. And if you were not in Carry Spring, you may have not seen the future that is coming. There are some of you here, if some things never happened to you 5 years ago, you wouldn't have been where you are today. Sometimes we see the bad side of the things that happened, but we never saw the hand of God at work. Why did my father die when he was not supposed to die? Why should my husband leave me? Why should my marriage scatter? Why should my children do this? Why should my business center close down? Why should not? But we fail to see that if God allows a thing, he has reasons for it. Do you think God does not answer prayers? So when you have prayed and it looks like God have not heard, God knows what he's doing. Shaka satolobos. Bihalaba. People failed to thank him because they felt that God has not followed their calendar or timing. But they fail to understand that God has his timing. Number three, they expected God to do things, but they forget to follow the basic laws that govern life. I want God to give me a husband or a wife. And then somebody is greeting you, you are angry. Somebody is talking to you, you are vexing. I want to be rich. You don't want to go to school. You don't want to learn a trade. People are not accepting me in the public. But you don't want to use body spray. You don't even believe in shaving. So that at least if you bath well, all those unusual hairs, they will not bring unusual odor. So you want to enter midst of people and suffocate people to death. So that they will love you because they are brothers in the Lord, right? They will pretend. You don't want to dress well, but you want people to be your friends. What is it to go and buy gin? 1,000 something, I'll be 2,000 something. What stops you from buying one new polo in 3 months? Come back. Unnecessary trying to please people. It's not needed. There are basic things you should do. Do them and let God do His own. There are basic things you should do. People want God to do what they ought to do. No. Genesis 8:22 said, the seed time and harvest. He said, as the earth remaineth, seed and harvest, summer and winter shall not say. There's a time to plant. There is a time to reap. Why are you reaping when everybody's planting? The book of Ecclesiastes says, there is a time for everything under the sun. If you are up to 30 years now, 28, 30 years, 35, and you have not bought one plot of land, and you don't have a plan to start buying, you think that your life is boyfriend, girlfriend, boyfriend. You will regret it when you get to 55. There is a time for everything. You gather 20,000. One girl will see somewhere and collect it from you. You gather another 40,000. Somebody will see somewhere again and you think you are a big boy. You are doing like this and sagging and putting on Facebook. Very soon we'll know the real people that will sag. Because a time comes in your life when you won't have the energy to walk as when you were walking when you were youth. And then you will start moving from one prayer house to the other, saying witches are attacking you. Which witches? We rewind your hand back 20 years ago. You remember Sankeche? You used to give 10,000 every day. That's a witch. It's not the innocent woman in the village. People fail to thank God because they want God to do for them what they ought to do. No, God wouldn't do certain things for you. Plan your life. Plan your destiny. Plan your future. Plan your career. Plan your marriage. Plan your life. So that it will not look like God is not faithful. There's a time to go to school or learn a trade. There's a time to develop character. Now that you are in a church that is few members, if they correct you, you are angry. It is it when there's thousands of people, you want to come and show that you're bad character. There are times to develop. There are times to grow. Now the church is less than 100. We'll ask you to come and do opening prayer. You will refuse. You say, I'm shy. When we are 1,000, we now call you. That's when you will not. They are not asking me to do anything in this church. The time you would have grown, you refuse to grow. There's time for everything. You'll be in a group of 5 persons. You are the only person causing trouble there. You have refused to work on your character. You have refused to work on your behavior. You are the only witch in that group causing trouble and havoc. There is a time to change. Because when you get old and you did not change, you are not a witch. But people will accuse you as a witch. Why? You have a bad lifestyle. When people are ignorant of the benefits of God, of the benefits they are deriving from God, they will be limited in their thanksgiving. So what are you supposed to do? 1 Thessalonians 5:19. Keep your thanksgiving in season. Out of season, keep your thanksgiving on. When there's money in your pocket, thank God. No money in your pocket, do what? There are good friends around you, thank God. The ones you see don't look like where you're going, do what? What do you do? Keep your thanksgiving. Don't let what you see make you say you're not thanking God, because you don't know whether God is allowing it for your good. Number two, refuse to be weary in well doing. Galatians chapter 9, chapter 6 verse 9. He said, if you are not weary in well doing, you shall reap. You shall reap if you faint not. Don't be weary in well doing. Whatever you know you're doing, whatever you feel God wants you to do, keep doing it. Whether you have results or not, keep doing it. If you're not tired in doing what is right, you will reap. We're just going to take one or two worship songs. And after that, I will make declarations over your life and we close. Now listen to me. This is what I want you to do now. I want you to remember a few things God has done this year. If you feel like prostrating, you prostrate. If you want to kneel, you kneel. If you want to lift your hands, you lift your hands. But I want you to worship. I want you to pour your heart. I want you to be grateful. I want you to be thankful. Let's rise on our feet. Just give us a song.
Thank you for listening to that impactful word of God by Pastor Emergency, lead pastor, Caris Spring Impact Center. Worship with us on Sundays, 2 power pack services, 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. Wednesdays, Word Alive, 5 p.m. Counseling, Saturdays, 10 a.m. Venue, Caris Spring Impact Center Auditorium, Trans Woji Road by Obatai Junction, Woji, Port Harcourt, River State. For inquiries, call 0815-952-5812. Once more, 0815-952-5812.